Is it new?
Well, I'm in a new place. It's a submarine with a view.
It's
Yeah, that's
new.
a porthole.
The porthole, right? Yes. I'm not on a boat though.
Right, Morty, what are you talking about?
But oh, I'm talking about thumbs up and thumbs down for product listings on Google.
How about you, Crystal?
I'm talking about crawl budget.
And how about you, Greg?
Is Google testing a new similar products in Google Shopping Ads?
Cool. And I'm going to probably talk about some AdSense intent formats and maybe a little bit about site reputation and view spam.
Yeah, so on Twitter, there was, or Twitter X, there was a great discussion about crawl budget and about when you should worry about crawl budget. So Pedro Diaz was saying yearly reminder on when you need to worry with crawl budget. And he talks a little bit about that. And then someone was having a discussion about it as well, saying, talking about when things are being indexed or not. And John Mueller was talking about it, and he jumped in and said, quality has nothing to do, has nothing about quality. Quantity has nothing about quality, and even less about the user value or business value. Sometimes the solution to a crawl budget problem is not to make the server faster or search engines crawl better, but to reduce the size of the site to 1% of the original size. And I think that this is some great advice. And I think it really goes along with some of the trends we're seeing with what Google is indexing and how they're even managing the index itself. Trying to dedupe a lot of pages and trying to make sure that the web is a little bit more lean. So I think it's a great reminder to just keep your crawl clean. Keep it clean, people.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's kind of saying like, "How? Why I have so many pages that are not indexed by Google?" It's been going on for, I think, probably since the Panda days. Like, and Google's just doesn't not interested in crawling everything and indexing everything. It's more about, like you said, quality over quantity. And I think Juice, from formerly from Yoast, I guess he's still in Yoast, but he's basically coming up with some type of technique to say, what should I include in my XML sitemap based on what I think Google will index? And everybody's like, how are you going to figure out what you think Google will index? And he's coming up with some type of formula to come up with that. It'll be interesting to see what he comes up with there. So, Crystal, thanks for covering that. Morty, do you give that a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I give it a th two thumbs up. I want more of this because Google is asking you if you want more of this on the SERP for product listings. Brody Clark spotted this as Barry Schwartz covered on SEROundtable.com. That's you, Barry. You're Barry Schwartz. It's true. It's true.
Problem
And
with Google Meet is I was
Barry, I
doing
want
this
more of you. Thumbs up.
with Google Meet and recording this. I do this, but nobody sees it. Oh, all these animations are crazy. And nobody's seen the animation because I'm talking now. So, all good.
Right. So I want more Schwartz. If Google had a product listing of Barry Schwartz, I would give it a thumbs up for more. But if you're like a certain kind of pair of shoes, Brody spotted that Google's testing a thumbs up, thumbs down, where you can, or a button that says you want more of this. They have to compete with Amazon. If you log into Amazon, if you shop on Amazon, you get all sorts of recommendations to continue your shopping experience, these similar products. They'll even tell you, like, based on what you bought previously or whatever, you should buy this size. So Google has to kind of keep up with the Joneses a little bit, which is why they're doing this.
And then I think if you want similar stuff, I think Greg found something.
Well, you found it, let's be honest. Actually, it was Kushwal Barani, and there was a screenshot. It was very hard to decipher the screenshot. We need to take bigger screenshots here, people. It was long and narrow, but there was sponsored Google Ads listings, shopping listings, or what was formerly known as PLAs. And it was for similar products to what I assume was one of his queries. And if you would think I would get like super upset about this, and I think it could actually help, but it would be one of those things that would be nice to be able to be opted into, right? When you have shopping ads themselves, you don't pay for key, you don't inject like keywords into your campaigns. It kind of looks at the products, finds them, and then you can like negate keywords. So I think it would like right now the matching from the products he was looking for versus these similar products that were sponsored, they seem pretty tight, but the one thing we know is usually they start pretty tight and loosen up, and then that matching really expands. So I think this would be a cool feature. I don't love it as something that is native to shopping. Like it'd be nice to be able to opt into that.
Right. I'm talking about like opting into stuff and ads and stuff, Google's doing this new AdSense format called Ad Intents, which is basically injecting or changing your content to inject links or anchor text in those ads, in the content, in your content that you embed your AdSense on. It kind of reminds me of these, like, I don't want to say the wrong types of public ad publishers, but Google's like anti this type of stuff usually when it comes to search, but when it comes to ads, they love it. And when you click on those like text links that they converted to links, and you click on the anchors, it drives you right to Google search. So you have Glenn Gabe going, holy hell, AdSense intent ads will link your content to Google search results with ads and organic listings. Remember, the ad side of Google is completely separate from the organic side. They don't communicate about this stuff. Beware. And then you have Darth, who calls out. He says, it's enough. Search liaison and ads liaison, it's enough. I think that's about enough of all this. He's done with all this.
Can you read it with more emphasis?
That's the most emotion I could give. I'm sorry. I did my best.
Shout out to Darth.
Darth is fun. So that's interesting. I'll try to include a GIF of that in this thing. So definitely take a look at that. It's probably going to be a great way to monetize your site for a good few months until everybody does it, and then Google will then go ahead and take all the money themselves.
This is completely wonky that it's beyond belief that they would have this ad type. You know, not only do publishers probably like not want to just also have people do a Google search right within their article, it's like, then my wonder is like, is this technically like a Google owned and operated click, right? So in the one example, it was going to iPhone 7 and you pull an actual query up for the iPhone 7. So now are you showing people like shopping, right? You're showing shopping ads, you're showing people search ads. So it's really just another way for Google to keep moving away from like other networks, publishers and things like that, but more towards Google owned and operated, right? So like, this is a link on your site that then gets you back into Google owned and operated sites. So they, like Barry said, they can reap that money in. This is
shake those mild. Cushions, Finn. Shake those cushions.
I think it's also really interesting when you pair this, because I think looking at what they do on paid and looking at what they do on search at the same time is really interesting, because on search we're seeing a lot of action and a lot of volatility on affiliate sites. And this is essentially a different kind of, like, it's almost replacing potentially that kind of traffic, which is very interesting.
Instead of affiliate sales, you're getting Google search. Yeah, like right. Actual search, which is higher CPCs, higher everything.
In the reviews update, they're saying you need to have more than one seller. You can't just have your one affiliate seller. And what they're basically doing here is, we are the one affiliate seller, and that's it.
Yeah, and then one other note, with Google's kind of new flagship campaign type, Mike Ryan had a good study of showing like the giant increase of placements from Performance Max and Google owned and operated sites. And then again, this would fall in line with that, right? You could have, this is actual Google results.
Right. And just to be a little fair, I think Google did have AdSense units that drove people back to search ages ago and they got rid of it.
Yeah.
I think there were like these little link things that you could expand and then click on it, and it would take you into like either show you more Google ads. I think it would take you to more Google ads. Let me show you, not show you search results per se. But this is just weird because it seems like, I think a lot of people hit by this helpful content update had an alternative version of these ad formats on their own websites. People were saying it's related to the app. I don't know. A lot of theories out there. Talking about penalties and spam and algorithms, Google also had a comment about the site reputation abuse policy that Google announced back in March 5th, that is going live in May. And Lily Ray asked if Google will fight that type of spam using manual actions and or using algorithms. And Danny Sullivan, the Google search liaison, who Greg Finn is a huge, huge fan of.
I love Danny.
A lot of people, I guess, these days.
I love Danny.
I'm a big fan.
I'm a big fan of Danny.
You'll be hit by both.
Like Danny?
And you'll be hit by algorithms. So, and that's what most people understand that. Most spam-related policies are attacked by Google by both algorithms and spam at manual actions. So just keep that in mind.
I also just like the literal, like, one word answer. Like, it was, and like Lily was like, are you going to be doing this? Are you going to be doing that? And they were just like, yes.
Both.
Both.
That's it. Of like Penguin, where like they're like inserting manual procedures so they can train their algorithms a little bit?
Are you trying to conspire something?
No, that wouldn't be a bad thing. That'd be a good thing to do. Like, why wouldn't you do that?
I don't know. I'm sure somebody has a reason why it would be bad.
No. I think it's only good.
All good. On that note, we'll end with the good, so not the bad. But thank you, Morty. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you, Greg. See you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.